Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
And be glad in it, in this day, in the love of God. All through this week, we've been talking about the love of God from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. And we dwell Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. We talk so much how love is the key. And from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, and I think you read all the way down to verse 18, where he said, there's no fear in love, because that's God. That love we're talking about has no fear, because that's God. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. When God comes, there's no fear. And who is God? Love. The Bible said, beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. And love is God. And no one can love except he has God. Okay? We're talking about the love of God. The real love. The agape love. That love surpasses all emotional love. So here, when we teach during this week and we talk about love, we're not talking about emotional love. Emotional love is subject to change. You love and then you hate. The love of God, like you say, Pastor Diana, does not change. It is constant. That's it. And so, and this Thursday, we're going to slip into the next fruit of the Spirit. Go ahead.
Which is joy.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, comma.
Yeah.
Joy.
Joy.
So love followed by joy.
Joy.
So what do we have? So what do we have to be so joyful about? God's love.
Love. So let's say that. Because love produces joy. Joy does not produce love.
And that was good when you broke that down on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we're searching. Oh, I want joy. Oh, I need more joy. I need more joy.
Yeah.
Well, joy is not independent from love.
Love.
We have to be operating in love and not our love, but his love.
Come on. The fruit
of the Spirit is love. So rooted in Christ's love.
Yeah.
That produces joy. Just being happy for a day doesn't produce love.
Yes. You know, Jesus says to the woman at the well, I'm not talking about the water that you drink, lady, because that's a physical water. You're going to thirst again. How many times we drink a bottle of water? We feel good for that moment. We drink it. But after we go out and walk and sweat, we want another bottle. We're going to thirst again. Jesus said, the water that I give is the water we've got going to continue on. So the joy that comes from love is a joy that continue on. That's it. You don't get it for today and tomorrow. Oh, today I have joy, joy, joy. And tomorrow I have sorrow, sorrow, sorrow. It doesn't work like that. You have joy in the midst of sorrow. That's it.
So in the midst of sorrow, you pull on the joy
that you have.
You pull out the joy from the Lord. You pull out the joy from the previous victories that you've had. You pull on that joy. You have the prayer of remembrance, and it fills you then with the joy.
Yes.
It's rooted in Christ's love.
Right. So I will hold your point right there, Dan. So in the midst of sorrow, joy supersedes sorrow. Joy overcomes the sorrow. Not the sorrow overcomes the joy. Okay? So we can escape sorrow in this life because that's emotional thing. We live in a world, I call it my world of reality, where you're going to be hit by all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But in that world, I have some keys to keep me steadfast, secure, without going under. So because I have the love of God that produced the joy of God, then I have what? Strength. Mm-hmm. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. So we use scriptures a lot and say and say a lot of stuff that is not rooted in something solid. It's just rooted in emotion, right? Mm-hmm. So let's stay with this, Pastor Dan. We can teach this to our faithful listeners, and they become very strong in the Word of God, because that's why we call we are the living Word. That's what our church is, the living Word. The Word is living, active. Mm-hmm. It's sharp. It cuts out all the junk, okay? It's a discerner of all bad intents, okay? Now, I love the living Word. That's it. Because it's the one that does the work for me. Now, let me get back on track. What I was saying, you know, in the midst of a tragedy or a sorrowful event, we tell people, oh, be strong, okay? Be strong. And it sounds good, but my flesh is crying. My flesh is crying because my flesh is weak. And I hear to be strong. And I can only be strong in God in those times. And John chapter 4 tells me, verse 7, tells me the key there. So I cannot be strong, Pastor Dye, if I do not experience John chapter 4, verse 7. John chapter 4, verse 7 is going to be the key for me to be strong. So when you say be strong, I have to have this as my foundation. And if you were not here for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because we are Thursday, we'll read verse 7.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Yes. And you want to read 8 too?
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
So, good. And this, the joy of the Lord is my what? Strength. And where that joy comes from? Love. And that love comes from God. That's it.
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, I just saw it on my other page of the Bible here. It says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
Yes.
And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
Yeah.
So we overcome, even though times may be draining and times may be, you know, sad and grief may try to overtake us. We come with the joy of the Lord. His love, knowing that he is with us through the adversity. So it doesn't mean that the circumstances don't exist. The circumstances do exist.
It's real.
But we are acknowledging, we're aware that there's a fourth man in the fire.
Yeah.
There is a fourth man, like when they were in the heated furnace, there was a fourth presence that looked like the Son of Man that was with them as they went through. There's a fourth man in the fire. So we are never alone. God is with us. He is walking with us through. You know, there's that poem that's been around for a while with the footprints in the sand. You know, two sets of footprints walking down the beach, and then all of a sudden there's one footprint. And then the person is like, well, where were you, God? I see there's only one set of footprints. And in the poem he says, that's when I carried you.
Yeah.
I was there all along, and I had to carry you here. And those are my footprints, you see. They're not yours.
That's right. Exactly right. Exactly right. So when we look back and we need joy in chaos, that's where we need joy. Mm-hmm. We don't need joy in the pleasantry. Because the pleasantry is the time of joy. But we need joy in chaos. We need joy in sorrow. We need joy in grief. And the only way we can have joy is comes through God. Comes through God. Comes through that love that God gives to us. So we have the love of God, because the love of God that we have now casts it out all fear. Yes.
So then we might say, well, how does this work? Right? So when we're in a situation that is against all joy.
Yes.
What do we need to do? Rejoice in the love of God.
Come on.
Because when we're rejoicing in the love of God, it's going to change our perspective. And then there comes our joy. We're rejoicing in the love of God, that he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He is more than able, that we're fighting from a place of victory. We're not working toward victory. We're always coming for a place of victory through Christ Jesus. We're coming that way. So we have to have an awareness more of his love, and that these things that are coming against us are not because God does not love us. Because that's the first thing that the devil's going to say in your head. Oh, well, God don't love you. Yeah. Oh, God must not be with you. Oh, God must remember that you did what you did 7 years ago, four weeks ago, and 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And he comes with all these accusations. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, and he operates through our mind. So in our mind, there come these negative thoughts. Oh, God must not be with me, or God must, not care. He must not see me. That's not true. We have to find joy again. We rejoice in the love of God. And you start declaring those scriptures out loud about the love of God, all those other thoughts have to go.
Yeah.
Because perfect love casts out all fear. What is fear? It's every nagging thought that the enemy puts in your mind to try to keep you from being in a place of joy. Sometimes we don't think that we deserve to be enjoyable. With all this going on, how could I be joyful? Very easily, rejoice in the love of God.
Yes.
Continue to declare his goodness. It's not by our strength, it's not by our might, but it's by his spirit that we prevail. We have to know that. We have to have the awareness of that, and we get the assurance of that through his word, because the proof is all there throughout the Bible. But when we're not reading it, we don't know. When we're getting it second and third hand, we don't know. When we're just looking at it out of context, we don't know. But when we begin to come into the word of God, when we assemble together, and then we are encouraged by each one another's testimonies, then we start to say, okay, yes, God is with me. Yes, I'm next. He's doing it for me. I'm so glad that he loves me. I'm so glad that he's with me through this time of trial. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.